Today's Shir Tanya for the 29th of Teves is the beginning of Perek Tezvov, chapter 15. It's on page 215 of Lessons in Tanya. In the previous chapter, in Perek Yudalad, the Alter Rebbe explains the difference between the Tzaddik and the Beinoni, in that the Beinoni does not have control over his heart and therefore cannot prevail on himself to have pleasure in godliness exclusively. The heart, the Yetzer Hara, has its own feelings, and it imposes those feelings in terms of becoming a thought, and then the Beinoni overcomes that thought and rejects it and does what is holy. The Tzaddik, on the other hand, has no such duality of feelings. His love is for God exclusively, and the love is on the level of Ava B'Tainugim, so that he not only loves God, but he takes pleasure in godliness. That's his pleasure in life. And therefore, he finds no pleasure in that which is unholy. And so there is no struggle, even on the emotional level, for the Tzaddik, whereas with the Beinoni, although he is in control of his behavior, but he has to struggle with his emotions. Now in Perek, in chapter 15, the Rebbe will describe two types of Beinoni. Within the level of Beinoni itself, there are two levels, or two types. With this we will understand Mashikosuv, that which is written. Apostle in Malachi, V'shaftem uri'isem bein tzadik l'rosho bein eved elikim l'asher lo yavodik. Come and you will see the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha, and between the one who serves God and the one who doesn't serve. And the Gemara asks the question, isn't this a repetition? Isn't this redundant? Isn't the tzaddik the same or synonymous with the one who serves God, and isn't the rasha the one who doesn't serve him? And there the Gemara answers only half the question. And the Alter Rebbe, explaining it based on what was said and described before about the true definition, meaning the inner definition of the Beinoni, the Alter Rebbe gives a whole new insight. Shahafish ben Eved Elikim L'Tzadik Hu She'eved Hu Lashon Heaven. The Tzadik is not synonymous with the one who serves God, because the one who serves God, in the present tense, means shehu be'emta ha'aveda. It means that he is presently in the middle of his work, of his service. Aveda means service, it also means work, labor. What is this labor? Shehi ha'melchom le'mayetzah ha'za le'hizgabit olavu le'gashim he'iktana. The labor is that he is struggling, he's battling with his yetzah ha'za, to prevent it from taking control of the body. So that the animal soul, with its desires, not be clothed in the organs of the body, to motivate or activate the body to act and to do in accordance with the dictates of the animal soul, of the Yetzer Hara. And this struggle It is a constant battle, a difficult battle, to be constantly fighting with the Yetzer Hara. So this is called Aveda. This is called effort, work, and service. V'hainu ha-beinoni, and it is a description of the Beinoni. So the one who serves God, who is serving God? A Beinoni. Aval ha-tzadik, the tzaddik is not synonymous with the one who serves, because the tzaddik is nikra eved Hashem b'shem hateyar. The Beinoni is described as the one who serves in the present tense. He is presently in the service, working at godliness. The tzaddik is called the eved in the past tense, but also as a noun. It's not an activity on his part. He is a servant. It's a title. K'moshem Chacham Emelech, like the titles Chacham or King, the meaning of them is not that he is in the process of becoming a Chacham or in the process of becoming a king. Shekvar Nase Chacham Emelech. It means that he has already become a Chacham or a king. Kach Zeh, the same is true with the Tzaddik. When we say that the Tzaddik is Eved Hashem, Kvar Ovad V'Gomar L'Gamri Avedas HaMulcham Mim Hara. He already worked, he already waged his battles with the Yetzirah, Ad Ki V'Yegashehu V'Yelech Le, until he has displaced the Yetzirah and it has departed. V'Libe Chol B'Kirbe. And as the Gemara describes the Tzaddik, his heart is empty within him because he has no Yetzirah. So that the job is over, and he is now in the state of an Eved Hashem. But not that he is Eved Hashem. The Gemara tells a story which will be relevant a little bit later on in Tanya, but since we have a little bit later on in this Pesach, but since we have some time on the tape, the Gemara tells a story of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina that they met, and this was during the time of the Romans, when it was prohibited by the Romans to teach Teza, and yet Rabbi Chanina gathered students and taught them Teza. So Rabbi Yossi said to him, "I marvel at you, and I wonder whether you won't end up being burnt for your efforts." In other words, it's a great Mesiras Nefesh. So Rabbi Chanina said to him, Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadya, so he said to him, "Do you think that I will have a portion in the world to come?" So Rabbi Yossi said to him, "Klum maise yesh biyotcha. Is there something you've done, some great deed, that would bring you to Olam Haba, to the world to come?" So Rabbi Chanina said that he had an instance where some money of Purim tzedakah got mixed up with other tzedakah, and he went and he distributed it to the poor. So Rabbi Yossi was very excited, and he said, "Halavai, my portion should be with your portion in the world to come." So the Alter Rebbe explains the story in Likutei Teza. He says, first of all, we need to explain the story because Rabbi Yossi just finished marveling at the Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Chanina in teaching Torah to the people, even though it was dangerous, and that he would end up literally sacrificing his life for the study of Torah. And yet, when Rabbi Chanina asks him whether he has a portion in the world to come, he doesn't say that he has earned a portion in the world to come because of his teaching of Teza. He asks him whether he's done anything special. So we need to understand that. Why isn't teaching Teza at the danger, at the expense of your life, why is that not a worthy activity? And also, what Rabbi Chanina told him, that he went and he distributed the money among the poor, how does that mitzvah outshine the Mesiras Nefesh of teaching Torah when it was dangerous? So the Alter Rebbe explains that there's a possibility that a person can be by the nature of his animal soul, he can be a very studious person. And we see even by non-Jews that non-Jews will give up wealth and comfort in order to pursue knowledge, in order to study, because studying is their greatest pleasure in life. Which means to say that it has nothing to do with holiness or with Kedusha, with the Eibishter. It has to do with a disposition, with a personality with which a person is born, and this is the personality of his animal soul, not of his godly soul. So although there was no question that Rabbi Chanina studied Torah and taught Torah because it was holy and because it's godly and because it's God's Torah, yet it was also possible that in mixed in with this devotion to godliness, there could also be an interest on the part of the animal soul, so that it's not LaHashem Levadi. So that the study of Torah and the devotion to the study is not purely godly. It could have an element of the animal soul mixed in as well. And that's why Rabbi Hanina asks Rabbi Yossi, will I have a portion in the world to come, meaning a portion worthy of tzaddikim on their level, will I have a portion in the world to come, or is this a mixture, or at least a little bit of animal soul mixed in that spoils it and ruins that level or that particular degree of the portion in the world to come? So Rabbi Yossi asks him whether there's a maisa that he can point to that would prove that it is not his nature to sit and study, that it's not coming from the disposition of his animal soul. Generally, the Gemara says, and the Alter Rebbe will say it a little bit later in the Pedik, that a person who is a Mora Shcheza, has a dark bile, his tendency is to be disinterested, dispassionate, and to sit and study. It is also the nature of the Mora Shcheza to be very miserly. When Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Hanina whether there's a maisa that he has, he wasn't asking whether there is some other deed which he may have performed that would earn him a portion in the world to come. The portion in the world to come was from the Siddur Nefesh of studying Torah. But to prove that there was no element of animal soul involved, he asked him whether there's a maisa that will show that he is not a Mora Shcheira by nature. So when Rabbi Hanina told him that when he had this money lying around, he went and he distributed it among the poor, which is an element or an aspect of a Mora Levina, of an outgoing personality, of an open personality, then that shows that his devotion to the study of Torah is not coming from a Mora Shcheira. It's not coming from a disposition that is geared towards introspection and towards being a bookworm and so on. And therefore, that proves that the study of Torah is purely godly and there's no element of animal soul in it, and therefore his portion in the world to come is guaranteed because of his study of Torah. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 29th of Teves, Chaf Tes Teves, the Rebbe writes, Anan Poale Diyamoma Anan. We are day workers. A lashon from the Gemara. We are day workers. Or, we are the makers of day, makers of light. Yayim hu oir. Day is light. Avedasenu hi avedas ha'oir. And our work is the work of light. Machen lichtig devel be'et teza. To make the world light, to lighten the world, or brighten the world with the light of teza. Umilvad ki tzrichem lamed b'maymedu matzav teiv be'ezes Hashem ba'atzmei. In addition to the fact that a person needs, with God's help, to be himself in a good place, alein daf menzayin v'yiz daf tzayin, one needs to be himself what he ought to be. Haynu kol ha'aveda, hine kol ha'aveda hi lizakeis laha mitalmidim gruntike mention. But the whole aveda is that we should all merit, that we should be able to raise up students who will be well-established people, firmly established, which means that they should be devoted in their heart and in their mind to the true inner kavana. She'enei maspik limud Torah haniglis v'chibuv hakedesh b'shmiras hamitzvos, and that is that it's not enough to study Torah, the revealed part of Torah, and to cherish the holiness through the doing of mitzvahs, ki im tzrichim gam aveda shebelev, but it's necessary also to work internally to do the aveda within the heart.